You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here on the practice field at UC Health Training Center for the Week 10 edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me as always. And got a couple of questions about this weekend's game against the Patriots. First one up from Kyle, who checks in on Twitter. It's no secret that Broncos fans are feeling down. Given Broncos country's dislike for the Patriots, does a win Sunday night heal current wounds? Well, it might not heal them completely, but it will certainly help not only the Broncos fans, but also certainly the team. I mean, I was talking about this with a couple of people today, not only on Orange and Blue 760, but also Andy Lindahl of Orange and Blue 760. You can hear that on the podcast, which is going to be posted on this site later on this weekend. And we were talking about how the season has gone and how, because you lost that Giants game back in October, you had to steal another one to kind of make up for it and get back to a spot from which you can contend. I looked at the season at the start and thought, hey, this run from the Chargers game, a three-week road trip, and then the Patriots game right after that, it might be a struggle, but there could be an opportunity down the line to get hot beyond that. But that's why I thought it was key to be 4-1 after the Giants game. Unfortunately, the Broncos lost that. They were 3-2, so they're going to have to steal one back. But if they could get this game against the Patriots, they could be back in a position from which I thought, hey, they could launch themselves and get on a run and get back to where they wanted to go and have everything in terms of their goals for the season, everything in front of them. And then there's the morale boost. If you can come back home in front of your fans, get an energized crowd, feed off that crowd a bit, beat the Patriots who, you know, besides, say, the Raiders or other division rivals, I don't think there's anybody Broncos fans love to hate more. And I think there's quite a few Broncos fans who hate the Patriots more than anybody else right now. So if you could get that win, I think certainly, while it wouldn't heal everything because you'd still be sitting there at 4-5 with a long way to go, it would at least get you back on your feet and give you a launching point to potentially get on a run to get you back where you want to go. You've heard it from coaches and players this week. There's still time to get back in it. It's running out, definitely. And if you lose this game at 3-6, a little more sand slips through the hourglass, to use the Days of Our Lives phrase. But if you can get it done, you can get back on your feet and certainly, like you say, get the morale back. It wouldn't heal everything, but it would help big time. Second question from James McDonald. What can the Broncos take from past wins over the Patriots to help them on Sunday night? Well, on the positive side, you can go back to 2015 and look at the pressure they got on Tom Brady and say, okay, if you can get that pressure from the interior and then set up the guys on the edges to finish things off, you can get to Tom Brady, you can hit Tom Brady, you can force him into throws that he doesn't want to make. But then I think you can take something from last year's loss as well. And a lesson from that is you have to be able to stop the run and make sure the Patriots throw the football. And yeah, okay, that's counterintuitive. That you're saying, okay, you want Tom Brady to throw the football? Well, hear me out. Last year, because the Patriots could run the football and because they could play close to the vest, their passing game was a lot of short stuff, a lot of dink and dunk stuff, a lot of stuff to the running backs. The Broncos simply didn't have time to get to Tom Brady. He was releasing the ball even faster than usual when he did drop back to throw because he was looking to the running backs and he was looking for the short stuff on the inside to the slot receivers and to the tight ends. So you weren't able to get the pass rush involved. It was the ultimate fairways and greens type of offensive game from the Patriots. Probably the most conservative Patriots game plan I've seen with Tom Brady in the last several years. So you look at that and say, okay, you've got to stop the run. Make sure that they don't get that going. And then the other thing, you've got to play with a lead. That game last year, you remember the early Jordan Norwood muff punt got the Broncos in a hole, and they never really were able to play their game. So you can't have early giveaways like you had that day, like you've had in the last few games. You have to protect the ball early. Keep it close. Don't fall, preferably be in front, but don't fall behind early and stop the Patriots running game. force them to throw and make sure that when they throw, it's not simply dink and dunk type stuff. It's having to go downfield a little bit, and that means the pass rush is involved. That means you can get to Tom Brady. You can hit Tom Brady. You can force him off the spot. And if you can force Tom Brady off the spot that he wants to have in the backfield, then you've got a chance for success. Then you're back in the equation that worked in 2015 when the Broncos beat the Patriots Thanksgiving weekend and then beat them again in January 2016 in the AFC Championship game. So there is a roadmap. You've seen the good. You saw the bad last year. The Broncos can learn from both of those and have a chance to apply it. If they can protect the ball on offense, they'll have a shot Sunday night. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us on next week's mailbag, and hopefully it's after a Broncos win, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's mailbag. Find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver. Use the hashtag AskMace or listen to me every day, every weekday, I should say, on Orange and Blue 760. Monday through Friday, 10 to noon with myself, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater on 1st and 10 at 10. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.